We now move to agenda item 8, which is the amendments to the Codex Standards and related texts. I would request the Secretariat to introduce the agenda. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. You will recall that for the last couple of years, the Codex Secretariat has collected in this document a mixed bag of amendments ranging from purely housekeeping, house cleaning amendments to sometimes amendments that come from Codex committees in order to improve the editorial consistency, correctness, legibility and clarity of documents. Sometimes also the revocation of text is proposed if it is felt that the text is no longer useful or has been superseded or replaced by other texts. Let me directly move to item 2 in the document, horizontal editorial amendments to adopted codex standards and related texts. Purely editorial, we have some very old codes of practice which are called Recommended International Code of Practice or Recommended International Code of Hygienic Practice. Now, you may will know that all codex codes that are not marked as regional are international by definition, and also all codex texts are recommended to governments. So we do not need to make that explicit, and the suggestion is to delete those two words where they appear in order to harmonize with codes that were adopted later. It's also proposed to harmonize the way we address regional codes, so we say regional code and then later in brackets the name of the region, and the same for guidelines. After each item I will stop for a moment just to see if there's any comments. Are there any comments on the first item that I mentioned? That is not the case. I will move on to item 3, amendments to specific standards and related texts. The first here is from the Committee on Contaminants in Foods. This committee requests the Commission to remove footnote 3 regarding the temporary endorsement of certain contaminants in the standard on natural mineral waters, as these were considered quality parameters and did not require endorsement by the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods. I will pause again. My colleague from the committee is also here if there's more information needed, but if there are no interventions, that may not be necessary. Thank you. I can see no
Any
flags.
Comments? You see no flags. Okay, we adopt the amendment.
No, but he said, I confirmed it. Going to the next item, you will note there's a numbering error in the document. This should have been 3.2, but as a matter of fact, it appears as 3.1 as well. I will continue with the numbering as you find it in the document. From the Committee on Fats and Oils, we have two issues. We have first the section on contaminants, and there's the information of the committee on the alignment of the contaminant section, on the revision of the section on contaminants in all standards for fats and oils, and also the information that the question on the provision on halogenated solvents in the standard for olive oils and olive pomace oils is still under consideration in the Committee on Fats and Oils and the Committee on Contaminants in Foods. I see a flag.
Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as the chair of the CCFO, with regards to the provision on halogenated solvents, as reflected in paragraph 3 of section 3.1.1 on contaminants in the standard for olive oils and olive pomace oils, I wish to clarify further that the 22nd session of the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils agreed to retain the provisions for halogenated solvents in the standard. The committee also agreed to ask the Committee on Contaminants in Foods whether halogenated solvents could be considered as contaminants for inclusion in the general standard for contaminants and toxins in food and feed. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. Would you like to respond on this point?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Only in the working document for this particular item, what was discussed in the committee was summarized. It's exactly as Malaysia said. It was decided by the CCFO. Then it was forwarded to the Committee on Contaminants. I think we had indicated as a sort of summary that it was still under discussion, because when the advice comes back from the Committee on Contaminants, which is quite a normal procedure, there might be some further discussion. But of course, the decision of the Committee on Fats Analysis to retain it in the standards, and then we will take into account the recommendations from the Committee on Contaminants when it comes back to the Committee on Fats Analysis. Thank you very much.
Is that all right, Malaysia? Thank you. Secretariat, please, we can move on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Now moving to 3.1.2, references to voluntary application in Codex standards. You may recall that in the past we had discussion on this matter and review from other committees on this item. This is basically for information from the Committee on Fats and Oils, that the committee could not come to a conclusion yet on how to proceed with a statement on voluntary application, and indicates that there will be further consideration at the next session. I will stop there in case there are any comments.
Any comments, please? See none. Thank you very much. We can move on.
Moving on to 3.2, the Committee on Food Additives. The Commission is invited to request the Committee on Food Additives to consider the need to revoke or revise two texts. One is information on the use of food additives in foods. This is quite an old text from 1989, and since then we have developed the GSFA, we have developed the preamble to the GSFA, so it could be useful to look at this text to see if it is still useful. That is comes from the Secretariat. And the second is the guidelines for simple evaluation of food additive intake, also from 1989. Since then, a lot of work has been done on risk analysis and in that area, so it would be worthwhile in the view of the Secretariat if the Codex Committee on Food Additives could look at this text as well in order to determine if it is still useful and should be revised or if it could be revoked. Thank you. I will stop again for a moment.
Can the Commission agree to this proposal of the Secretariat? I see no objections, so we will advise the Committee on Food Additives to have a look at these documents. Thank you.
Moving to 3.3, the Committee on Food Hygiene. The committee agreed to request the removal of Section 4.4 of the Standard for Natural Mineral Waters as a consequence of the decision to include microbiological criteria in the proposed draft revision of the recommended International Code of Hygienic Practice. That has been done. We have So that has been done, so that can be approved. Thank you very much. And my colleague wants to say something.
Yes, thanks, Mr. Chair. Yes, under agenda item 5, we did adopt the revision of the recommended international code of hygienic practice for collecting, processing, and marketing of natural mineral waters. But at the time, when we discussed the adoption, we also tried to address the concerns of India to not simply entirely remove Section 4.4 microbiological requirements, which are now covered in the Code of Practice, but to insert a reference to the code. And during that item, Mr. Chair, I read out the proposed wording, but if you wish, I will read it out again so that people are clear on what the wording will be for Section 4.4. And so instead of having the current wording under microbiological requirements, it will be replaced by during marketing natural mineral water shall conform to the microbiological criteria as defined in Annex 1 of the Code of Hygienic Practice for collecting, processing, and marketing of natural mineral water. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is the proposal acceptable to the Commission? We had discussed this in agenda number 5, and we had agreed that we will read out the text when we come to this agenda. I see no flags. Thank you very much. We can move on, Secretariat.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Moving on to the Committee on Food Labeling. And there, the committee discussed the proposal to amend the title of the table in the Guidelines for Use of Nutrition and Health Claims, Guidelines 23, to read Table of Conditions for Nutrient Content Claims as more appropriate, and agreed that in order to improve the clarity of the text, the table should be placed in the relevant section, Nutrient Content Claims, and the title as amended, as I said before. Thank you very much.
Are there any comments? We see no flags. Thank you very much. We can move on. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much. Moving on to Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. There, Section 5 of the text, and I'm not going to read them out because it's quite a lot, should be amended to replace references to revoked commodity-specific codes of practice with a code of practice for fish and fishery products, and to align with the recommended wording of the procedural manual. That is common practice, and for consistency, these should be amended. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. Are there any comments, please? We see no flags. Thank you very much. We can move on, Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much. I move on to the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. There, when the committee was revising the standard for avocado, the committee agreed to remove the reference to carefully picked in the section 2.1.1 minimum requirements, because there was a discussion that this is a requirement that cannot be checked at the points that codex standards are checked. And because of this, without going too much detail into the justification, the committee agreed to introduce consequential amendments in all codex standards for fresh fruit and vegetables, including this provision for consistency, namely to delete this provision. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. Are there any comments? We see no flags, so the amendment is adopted. Thank you very much. Secretariat, please.
The next one from the Committee on Residues on Veterinary Drugs and Food. My colleague may correct me, but this is purely references that should be corrected to texts because of decisions that have been taken by the Commission later. So the text, I'm not going to read them out. The references in the relevant text should be corrected. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. Are there any comments? I see no flags. So the amendment is adopted. Thank you very much. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much. 3.8, Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. Again, the same thing. In the standard 72 standard for infant formula and formulas for special medical purposes intended for infants, and the standard for follow-up formula, references should be amended because we have adopted a new code which superseded the code RCP 21. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. Are there any comments? I see no flags. So the correction is adopted. Thank you very much. Secretariat, please.
Thank you. With this, I move to document 1134.8.1. There, because of a decision that we have taken under point 5 of the agenda, namely the adoption of the compilation of codex texts relevant to labeling of foods derived from modern biotechnology, we need to amend a footnote in the principles for the risk analysis of foods derived from modern biotechnology, because currently in that footnote references make to the ongoing work in the CCFL, and now we should make reference to the completed work. And the same change may have, we may discover this in other texts still, so we may come back with other amendments of the same kind the next year. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. Are there any comments? I see no flags, so we adopt this amendment, and we will look forward to further amendments next year. Thank you, Secretariat.
Thank you. The final point, a codex standard for honey. There also we need to amend a reference as well as the history note of the standard, as there was a wrong adoption date given in the standard at the moment. Thank you very much. Purely editorial. Thanks.
I think the Commission can agree to this editorial change. Thank you very much.